Now the Gemara says, Kitanoi. Really, there's a machlokes tanoim. Rashi says, Sirus the Beitzim. He have a mum goloy or not. If Sirus for the Beitzim, that's called a mum, it's a machlokes tanoim. The Pasuk says, by a korbonus, that certain mumim make the korban posel. So it says, Umoyoch, Vekosos, Venosik, Vekorus. These are four things the Pasuk says. If the animal has one of these four things, the animal is posel for korban. Now, the Tanakh, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kulam Beitzim. All these things are talking about in the Beitzim itself, Divrei Rav Yehuda. In other words, in the Beitzim, if one of these four things happen, it's a mum, and the animal is posel. Even though mumim has to be by a goli, something that's noticeable. So you see, Rav Yehuda holds, anything that happens to the Beitzim is also called noticeable. So Mary asked the question, the Beitzim, v'loy the gid, you want to tell me only if you crush it, or you hit it, or you cut it, it's only by the Beitzim and not by the gid? It can't be. By the gid, for sure it's called a mum. Ella rather say like this, Ella kulam af bebeitzim, divrei Rav Yehuda. Havad, if you cut off the gid or get crushed, that's more nicker, that's called a mum by an animal. Rav Yehuda means to say all these four things apply also to the beitzim. In other words, the beitzim are also called the goli, noticeable, that if it gets crushed or cut or slit, it's also possible. It's also a mum. Rav Elezer ben Yaakov aimer kulam the gid. No, all these psulim are only in the gid if you cut it or crush it. But if it happens to the Beitzim, it's not called a mum, because Rabbi Yaakov holds, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds, it's not called the goli. Since it's tumulus, it's covered up in the sack, therefore it's not noticeable, you don't have these mumim by the Beitzim, only by the gid. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Moyach v'kotuf apa Beitzim, where it's crushed, Rashi says, Moyach v'kotuf apa Beitzim diminkeretvei, here it's noticeable much more. So this thing, if it's crushed, you can even tell by the Beitzim also. But Nosuk, the chorus, it's only cut a little bit. There's only the gid you have this psul, but in the beitzim loy. But if it's only cut a little bit by the beitzim, that would not make a mum by the animal will be kosher. So the kid says to Machlokes here, if a mum that happens to the beitzim, is that called the goli openly, that you can notice it, therefore would passel by a bechor, by a korban, and no one did by us, and never would go out free? Or else do we say, no, the svar is the beitzim is called covered up, you can't see them, therefore these mumim don't apply to the beitzim, and who adin if an evid, if the master knocks out his evid's beitzim, he would not go out free. So it's also machlokes tanoim. The kids of the original shaila, the sabi, answer of hamnuna, we're coming out now, it's a machlokes tanoim. If the beitzim is called the davish of a goloi or not. Now the Mishnah says, behema gaso, a big animal, a cow, nikkanes b'mesira. The kinyan is b'mesira. If you want to sell your cow, you can be made the kinyan by mesira. That means giving over the reins, the owner gives over the reins to the buyer. That's what Rashi says, by leho moisra moisra lakeach. The owner of the cow gives it over to the buyer. The afsar of the sari, either by the rein or by the hair, could have time like we learned before. Ketzer on mesira. Rashi says, avu meshichalai. But our Tanakhama holds here, there's no kinyan meshicha by Behema Gasa. Le miknya. The yendarka v'kach le'lichal aponim. It's not a derech to go and like pull your cow with a leash. So if we're making a meshicha, making a move towards you, Rashi learns that's not a kinyan, there's no kinyan meshicha. The Tanakhama is saying a Behema Gasa, big animal, you kind of with a mesira, handing over. When Tosfos Medayek from Rashi, mashma miyad liyad. The owner has to be holding the rein in his hand and giving it over to the buyer. That's the way Rashi Shita is. Tosfos says it's lav davka to be given over miyad liyad. Therefore, Tosfos the Chenei the Rebbe lay bina miyad liyad elikivun diyama lay chazeku kini. If the owner tells the buyer you could go and be kainerit, the owner has to say lay chazeku kini kona. Now the buyer comes and grabs a hold of it. That's called the kinyan mesira. But you do not need that the master has to hand it over to the buyer. This is Tosfos Pshat. Now Rashi also says, not that the Mishnah says, Behema Gasa is nicknamed the Mesira. Rashi says that Mesira is better than Meshicha. And therefore Meshicha does not help by Behema Gasa. Tosfos says just the opposite. The Rishi says, that Avada Behema Gasa is nicknamed the Mesira. What does the Mishnah mean? Hainu af the Mesira. V'chol shechein the Meshicha ti'adifa. Tosfos learns, no, the relearns that Meshicha is a better kinyan. If your mamish pull the animal towards you, that's like a kinyan chotzer, you're bringing it towards you, that's a better kinyan. The Mishnah means to say, Yishnu Behema Gasa also helps Mesira. You did not have to make a mashicha even without moving the animal. Just the fact the owner hands over the reins to you, that's also called the kinyan mesira. That's the way Tosfos learns. The Mishnah says mesira means af mesira, but mashicha for sure is good. And Rashi says no, that mashicha is not a derech to make a mashicha by behemagasa, therefore this kinyan does not help, only mesira. But the hadak, what about a small animal? Sheep? Is bahagbo. There the kinyan is picking it up. Bahagbo, and Rashi again says it means v'loy the mashicha. And not with Mashicha. Only Hagbor, not Mashicha. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar Shita. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say no, Behei Modaka, Niknas for Mashicha. They're going to say that Mashicha also helps. And they'll agree Hagbor helps. Just the Chachamim say, by Behei Modaka, you can either make the Kinyan of Mashicha. So the way Rashi learns, Behei Magasa, everybody holds Mashicha does not help. Only Mesira. By Behei Modaka, it's the Machlaikis. By Behem Adaka, do you dafka need Hagbo? Or no, Chom say, even Mashicha is also good. If I says Mesira, we don't have a Mesira by Behem Adaka. That wasn't the derech to hand over the leash, to hand over the things by a Behem Adaka. Here the meaning was either to pick it up, or else to make a Mashicha or to drag it. Now the verse says, Dorash Rav Bekim Chunya. Rav made a drush in the city Kimchunya that Behem Agasa Niknas for Mashicha. Rav said, not like our, according to Rashi, it's not like our Mishnah. The way Tosfos learns, it's very good. Tosfos learns when the Mishnah says Mesira, it means even Mesira, Mashiach also. And Rashi says no, when the Mishnah says Mesira, it means only Mesira, not Mashiach. So Rav is going, not like our Mishnah. That Rav Dashin, the Behem Magasa, is Nikta for Mashiach. So Gemara says, Ashkechinu Shmuel Tamidim the Rav. Shmuel found some Tamidim of Rav. And Omalu, so Shmuel spoke to these Tamidim. Miyom Rav, is it true that Rav said, Pehei Magas and Nikas of Mashicha? Is it true that that's what Rav said? I, if you're not, and our Mishnah says, the Mesira. Our Mishnah says, the Kinyan is only Mesira, the Mishnah says. And the Rashi learns is very good. Mashma not Mashicha, only Mesira. For Anan be Mesira Tanan. So Zmarin says, for Rav, Nami be Mesira. Omar. And Rav even taught us this Mishnah that says, the Mesira. So Chura Hoda by Mehi does when Rav now dashin the Kimchuni, does it mean to say Rav was chayzer from what the Mishnah says, and Rav like argues on the Mishnah that holds Mesira, and Rav says only Mashicha? Is that true? Zemara says no. Who the Yomak? Zemara says who the Yomak Yatana? That he says like this Tana. So up until now is what Shmuel was asking the Talmud. So Talmud answers back, yes, you should know Rav holds like this Tana, like Rav argues now Mishnah. And Rav holds like this Tana. Who the Yom Kiyai Tana? Rav holds like this Tana. This Tana, we learn like this. V'chachomim and Chom say, V'zu, V'zu, Niknas v'Mashicha. The Chom say, both the Behem Magasa and the Behem Madaka, both of them, the Kinyan is v'Mashicha. And Rav holds like this Tana. Rashi says, Zu, V'zu, Hadaka v'Yagasa. V'chihai Tana, Tzvinu l'Rav. And the way Rashi learns is talk arguing on our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says by Behem Magasa, a big one, it's only Mesira, not Mashicha. And here this Chachom say, Rav Pasna, this Chachomim, that say, no, the Kinyan is Mashicha. Well, the Mesira helps none, it doesn't say. But our core point of the Kinyan is Mashicha. Mashicha for sure helps. Rabbi Shimon and Rashimon says, Zubi Zubi Agvor. Shimon says both. Behem Medak and Behem Magasa, the Kinyan is only Bagvor and nothing else. So it comes out a big bane, even an elephant, it could only be craner it, Bahagvor picking it up. So Gemara asks, Mask of Lord Rabbi Yosef, Elamayatif, so according to Rabbi Shimon, Pil the Rabbi Shimon, Bahayikna. How could you be craner an elephant? If you want to buy an elephant, you can't pick up an elephant. How could you buy an elephant? Omulay Abayas 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 Abayas. By an elephant, they would have to make a Kinyan Chalipin. You can't make these Kinyanim Mashicha Agvor, so therefore you have to make a Chalipin. In Am, another terrace, another way is, Vesecheres Mekoimai. If you're going to rent the place where he's at, and therefore you'll be kind of like the Mokum belongs to you, so you'll be kind of a terrace, like Kinyan Chotzer, he'll be in your Chotzer. Rabbi Zeira Oimer, Rabbi Zeira says, Mevi Arbor Kalim, bring four strong iron Kalim, O Manich and Takas Raglov, and put it underneath the foot of the elephant, and therefore let the elephant stand on top of your Kalim. So therefore, you're crane of the elephant because the elephant is in your kalim. It's in your cup. So the Gemara says, if so, Shammat Minoda, there should be a proof from here then that Caleb Shelokeach Brishus Meichakona. And really, that's the Machlekes in the Gemara in Baba Basra. That over here, the floor belongs to the Meicher. Just the one that wants to buy it is coming now and putting his four Caleb under the feet of the elephant. So true, the elephant is standing on your kli, it's in your kli, but your kli is not in your rishus, your kli is in the meicher's rishus. So it's a machlokes of your keli could be kinder for you when it's not in your rishus and somebody else's rishus. So that's the only case, the elephant you're kinder should be a proof that you are kinder. So Mara says, no, holcha b'mayaskina b'simta. You know what we're talking about over here? You have to bring this elephant outside the meicher's rishus into like a semi-private rishus. A simta means it's the side of a Rishus HaRabim, which does not have a halacha like Rishus HaRabim, and not like Rishus HaYochid. So here in a simta, here your keli would be kinder for you. So if you take your four metal cups and put it underneath the elephant, and the elephant is standing now on your cups, therefore you're kinder the elephant, because these kelim of yours are kinder for you. But a regular kinyan akbo you do not have.